Well, you pet stylist, you found the Groom Pod. Welcome to our virtual salon. My name is Susie, and I'm your host. I'm a mobile groomer from Seattle, Washington, and anyone who knows me will tell you I love to talk, especially about my job. One of my favorite people to talk to is my friend and mentor and co-star of the show, Miss Barbara Bird.
Hey there, Facebook folks. This is me making my sugar skull look like it's kind of talking to you.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to episode 254, live 14 of the Groom Pod. Obviously, we're doing a live show because I'm backed up on editing. It's been a crazy week. I have a sinkhole in my yard, a sinkhole in the horse pasture.
Oh, I've had a sinkhole. I had a sinkhole in my front yard once. That's really spooky when that happens.
It is a little spooky. Hopefully, it's just a little bit of an underground river, or maybe we're going to end up with a pond out of it. But right now, it's a bunch of holes, so I've got it all fenced off. But I've been worrying about that. I've been messing around with that, trying to distract myself with not grooming, because we still have two more weeks to go of not grooming. But anyway, this podcast is brought to you through listener support through Patreon, and we absolutely appreciate that. And through our kind sponsors, Best Shot, Show Season, Evolution Shears, The Absorber Towel, and Cherry Brook. I want to tell you about this fantastic new sponsor, and that is the Absorber Towel. The Absorber Towel from DogLoversTowel.com. It is changing my world. The Absorber Towel really helps me cut down on drying time. It has an interesting feel. It feels kind of like a cross between a sponge and a magic eraser flattened out into a sheet, and it's really quite durable. It is saving me laundry costs. It's saving me space in my mobile, and it's really quite a fascinating little tool. I'm keeping it in a container with vinegar inside, and it is so far working really well. I rotate them, but you know what? You can wash them in the laundry. You can leave them out to dry. If they dry out, you just rehydrate them. The ones that are cut in half, I can wring them with my hands without any pain at all. And I was really worried about that. So if you guys are interested in learning more about the Dog Lovers Towel, the Absorber Towel, you go to DogLoversTowel.com and let them know that the Groom Pod sent you. This week on the Groom Pod, we're going to answer your Facebook questions and anything else you might ask us while we're on here, because we are live. Yes,
it's my best kind of Sunday. Hello, I'm alive.
Even though Barbara and I are alone in each of our respective locations, we did mask up for you guys, but I'm about to take this off.
I love mine. I love looking at mine. I may never take mine off. I like that little yellow guy. He just keeps talking to you. He's winking. Wink. So, listen, I had an interesting awakening this morning, or it could have been in the middle of the night.
Yes.
A little adventures in pet ownership.
Oh, no.
Kind of a thing. I have Betty the cat that she comes and tucks me into bed every night. And I have a dog that, like, goes on point and tries to keep her from getting on the bed. So there's this whole little war games that goes on that Betty has to deal with and she ends up just jumping over the dog and then jumping up on the bed. And then she jumps up on my chest, and she doesn't really purr, but she gives me little teeny mews. And sometimes she touches my face with her paw. And sometimes she lays down beside me and then rubs her tail back and forth across my chin. And this morning I woke up. I usually wake up two or three times at night I have to pee. And I just say, potty break, and the dogs all scatter so that I can move my legs off the bed. They know what that means, right?
Good and training.
And they also know that that means I'm coming back to bed, so they don't have to follow me or anything like that. So I throw the covers up, and I say, potty break, and I look down on the bed, and laying beside me is this giant turd or hairball.
Oh, it's even unidentifiable. You can't even tell which end it came from. It's so gross.
It's so gross, you can't tell. It did not smell like shit, but the covers are wet. And I just, like, escaped from the bed. I haven't been back there yet. And here it is noon the next day. I haven't, you know, like, I am so grossed out by things. Not only that, I had fucking guts in my living room floor, but where I had to walk by them to get to the kitchen, and some kind of guts, and
random
guts and body parts, and
I just had cat puke in the morning, but you know, 3 a.m.
Well, I wish I had heard it. I would have got up. I would have pushed the cat off the bed. But somehow this happened without waking me up. You know, it's probably has to do with my hearing loss.
Yep. Quite possible.
So anyway, I felt compelled to share that because that just makes me a real person to others out there. You know what I mean? And you know how horrible it is to deal with that in your sleep, in your semi-sleep. You don't really want to wake up when you go to the bathroom in the middle of the night because you want to be able to go back to sleep real quick.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Believe me, I was awake, and then I had to go out into the living room and sleep on the futon. And, of course, it takes about a half an hour for the dogs, one by one, to find their way, you know, and the last one can't get up on the bed. The futon is a little bit smaller than the queen size bed, and Belle the Bichon, she can't get up. She's afraid that Leah is going to attack her, so she just sits at the side of the bed and barks at me. Hey, mom! Hey, mom! Hey, mom! And I have to get up, and I just have to, you know, like hold Leah in a way that she can't attack Belle, and then Belle will jump up on the bed. All right? Anytime she wants it, she's just become like this crybaby. She just likes demanding from me every time if there's a... And then the other day, the vacuum cleaner, my dog hasn't seen the vacuum cleaner in so long. The one that was sitting in the hallway, he thought it was an intruder. You know, Marco was just like, what's that? Oh, my God, what's that? You know, he was afraid of it. He was going to get it. He was going to not get it. It was going to get him. He was just, like, all undone by the vacuum cleaner because he hadn't seen it in months because it was broken.
Ah.
And, of course, the person that fixed it for me found a gigantic hairball right in some unreachable part of the inner workings of the vacuum.
Ew.
It's dog hair. It's cat hair.
Right, right.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so I had kind of an exciting thing happen. You know, I've been complaining that I couldn't get anyone to talk to me up at the governor's office at all.
Yeah.
You know, I tried the small business liaison. I tried, finally heard back from the small business liaison who told me to use the forms that I had been using at the gut. You can take your mask off. You're alone. Take your mask off. We'd like to see your pretty face. There. I think it's so weird to walk around and have everybody's smile covered up. I think that's bizarre.
I know it is, but you know what? I'm kind of enjoying. People are getting creative with the masks.
Oh,
I like that.
That's true. Anyway, let me tell you my story. Here we are getting very close to opening up, and they held back some of the business industries for not having the proper protocols in place so that they could write the protocols about businesses that they don't know how run, you know? So I was trying to get the really nice protocols that the professional pet groomers in California have written up and get them to our governor so that we at least have some decent guidelines that aren't completely out of whack with what we do for a living, right?
Right.
But I couldn't get anybody to pay attention to me, and with all the other things going on, the lines aren't being manned and the messages aren't being answered and all that. And so we were chatting in one of our local grooming groups on Facebook, and somebody said, well, the King County executive said that nobody's even approached him with their protocols or asking to get noticed, you know, or get in early or anything. But I'm not in that county. And I thought, ooh, I need to reach out to our county instead of going to the state. I should reach out to the... And then it dawned on me that the I groom his dogs.
Oh, well.
I don't always. I'm the backup groomer because his sister-in-law is a groomer I worked with 20 years ago, and he has a grooming connection. He is very much a country guy, and I happen to have his email. So I sent him an email with the attachment, the protocols to it, and said just a few words because I know he's a busy guy. Hey, I just wanted to send these to you and see if you can get them to our governor because I can't seem to get them through, and I don't want our tiny industry to be held up for not having the protocols. And the next morning, I did it on a Friday night, and on Saturday morning he emailed me back and he said he'd take them down there for us.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah, and good, he's good. You know, he's up there. We're a big county, so he's an important guy, and he'll get those protocols to whoever needs to see them. And whether they use them or not is up to them, but at least they're reasonable, and they explain the difference between mobile grooming and shop grooming and house call grooming and grooming in your house. So all of those are laid out a little bit differently so that it's not somebody who has no idea how mobile grooming works and shop grooming and house call grooming making up the rules for blanket rules for the whole industry. So fingers crossed that it worked, but I slept like a rock last night because I knew those were protocols were going to the right people.
I'm happy for you. We're still just improvising here, and which means that everybody's kind of making it up for themselves and deciding for themselves whether they're legally open or not. So, you know, there's really no, that they just don't identify our industry here in Pima County, you know, and I don't want to dig into it because I don't want some clerk, I think I said this before, I don't want some clerk person, some bureaucrat, to just make a blanket assessment not knowing, you know, the intricacies. And so I'm just open, and I've got to get more people to wear their masks, especially men.
Oh, yeah.
So I had two men customers yesterday. I had two men customers and two women customers. The women customers all wore masks, and one wore mask and gloves. I've kind of ditched the glove thing because we just do a lot of hand washing and a lot of hand sanitation, and I think gloves just move the shit around anyway.
But I'm carrying something to open doors with. That's the only time I really feel. That's the only thing I touch in the house is the doorknob, and people don't seem to realize that I shouldn't be touching their doorknob.
Yeah, so have you got one of those gadgets?
No, they look pretty cool, though, the little key.
Yeah, the little key gadget that you use. Yeah, well, that's cool. Well, I sanitize my door, my front door handle several times a day, and I watch where people go. God, I had this woman come rushing in the front door, no mask, no nothing, rushed me at the counter, and she wanted to know directions to get somewhere.
Whee!
You know, and she's like bursting breath all over me, and I'm rushing to get my mask on my face. I've started wearing it around my neck so that I can put something on real quick, because that was totally unscheduled, interruption, unprotected interruption.
And yeah, that's not good.
You know, but the two men, one of them said, oh, Barbara, yada, 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 this is bullshit, the other one said, I forgot my mask. You know, you didn't forget your mask, you didn't wear it.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't want to wear it, so it didn't enter your mind, you know.
Like, I'm okay if they stay away from me, but if I've got to go anywhere near, and mostly I can do everything outside. I'm not in an enclosed space with any humans ever anymore, except when I go to the grocery store, and then I mask up with everything. I'm definitely going to wear a mask when I get the dogs from people, whether that just in general, yeah. I'm going to do it until our government says not to do it, even though it's probably, for in my situation, not as necessary. I'm just going to do it. Doesn't hurt anything.
Me too. I think masks are here to stay in some form. You know, they wear masks in Asia all the time. Dog groomers in Asia wear masks while they're grooming. And that's because they're very likely to get rhinitis. You know, they have a sensitivity to dog hair and products and all of that. The groomers do. So they just wear masks, you know, like all their YouTube videos show them with masks. Anyway, the one that forgot his mask, he also doesn't want to push his dogs into the kennel that I have up front. He wants to hand them to me, you know, like chest to chest, like, not 6 feet, dude, 6 feet, I'm yes. saying, you know, like...
Everybody, I'm warning everybody. In front. Yeah, I'm just letting them know the night before because I text everybody. Of course, I haven't been able to start yet. I'm still waiting. But when June 1st comes or whenever they give us the release to go, I'm going to, when I do my nightly reminders, I'm just going to let people know to have their, you know, leash on the dog instead of handing me the dog, put the dog down, hand me the leash. Then I take it in, I spray it with alcohol, and then I hang it up or put it in a baggie, whichever. I haven't decided that yet.
I don't want to handle the leashes and collars. That's another thing. Take it in gear. I'm still a little bit
on the fence about that because I have always claimed to be and still feel very strongly for the Petri dish theory of exposure to stuff and building up your immunity. I am always said that too much hand sanitizer and too much sanitation isn't good for our systems. So even though I want to take lots of precautions with everybody else, I am okay with a little germiness every now and again. Barbara's putting on her hand sanitizer right now since I said that. Because in reality, I haven't been sick for years and years and years and years. I've not missed a day of work for anything but weather. For years and years and years and years and years. As a matter of fact, as far back as I can remember, I don't think I've ever missed a day at work. I've never had the flu that I can remember in my adult life. And I'm in every grubby bathroom and gross area. Now, I haven't been since this all started. The only bathroom I've used is my own. That's kind of interesting. I've never used another person's bathroom for 8 weeks, 12 weeks. I don't know how long has it been, mid-February. You know, groomers, your salon runs on shampoo and conditioner, and what you choose to bathe with can make or break the quality of your work, productivity, your health, and even your career. Sure, there's a ton of shampoo lines to choose from, but if you haven't tried Best Shots Innovative Systems, you may be working too hard. You owe it to yourself to check out bestshotpet.com. Discover firsthand why so many groomers rely on their trusted mastery of coat care chemistry. That's bestshotpet.com. Learn more about using their three-step system and how Best Shot mindfully formulates using advanced grooming technologies, combining the very best nature and science has to offer. Whether it's their three-step system, the one-shot odor annihilator, Ultramax Pro line, MED skin treatments, or the amazingly aromatic and fun Sentiment Spa collection, Best Shot has something tailored just for groomers that really works. For over 25 years, Best Shot has lived up to its claim to get dirty jobs done right, so you can start making masterpieces out of nightmares in record time. What are you waiting for? Contact your favorite distributor or catalog and get some Best Shot today. I love them.
Speaking of bathroom, I bought this stuff. It's coming in the mail. You drop a tablet in the toilet, and it foams up to fill the inner bowl, and it cleans it. And then you flush it, and all that icky color discoloration and everything is supposed to be gone.
That sounds like fun. How could it work?
I don't know, but I'll tell you if it does. It
seems too good to be true.
If it doesn't work, I won't say a thing. I'll just
yes,
like,
we'll never know.
We'll never know. But if it works, I will tell you. But I'm kind of interested. You know, I certainly haven't stopped shopping. I'll tell you that. In my anxiety and depression, I have, you know, like, charged this and that and everything, and Amazon main comes about every other day, and I have supported the economy.
Yeah, me too. I know. Be careful saying that, Laura says. Hey, Laura Judy, I wanted to tell you when I saw your name pop up that I am another two first name people. I have two first names. I was Susie Laura. And you're Laura Judy, and I just thought that was kind of cool. So there, a little tangent. I love tangents. I've gone off the rails. Hey, you know what else helped me sleep really good last night? I have rescheduled everybody but two of my appointments. Everybody's on the books for June. I may not have a day off in June. And heaven forbid they don't let us work. Because then I'm going to have to really do some creative rescheduling. But I finally got everybody scheduled, and I'm feeling good about it. I'm not horribly – I've got a day or two off actually still in there now. I'm sure I'll give those away before the end of the month. But
yeah, we'll be doing some live shots in June.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. So do you want to answer some questions?
Sure. Shoot me. Okay. Well, don't shoot me, but hit me. Hit me with your best. Hit me with a question.
Okay. Well, we got a double header. We got a double header here because more than one person wanted to know about bows and bandanas during this health crisis. And Barbara doesn't do bows and bandanas anyway. And
once in a while.
Yeah. And I'm still doing bows and bandanas without a problem because I'm washing my hands before I put them on. And I'm washing my hands when I take the dogs in, and I'm washing my hands. I probably wash my hands 3, maybe 4 times during the groom, but always, always, always washing my hands before I put the finishing stuff on, and then immediately after giving the dogs back to them. And I take the money, and I spray it down with alcohol, and I spray my door. Nobody comes in the trailer anyway. That's how I'm dealing with it because, once again, I don't think that even if the virus is present in that tiny amount that might be, it won't be coming on my bows and bandanas because they've all been sequestered in their container for way longer than the virus. And I'm going to touch them with clean hands. So, you know, and I wear a mask when I take the dogs back so I'm not breathing and sneezing on the snot, the bandanas.
Yeah,
I don't
think we need to worry about bows and bandanas. And furthermore, bows and bandanas are a porous fabric that is not, it's the hard surfaces that really hold the virus. It's the countertop. It's the toilet bowl. It's the, you know, it's the tabletop. It's not the dog fur. Yeah, somebody wrote about that in their area of the UK, groomers are dressing in complete hazmat outfits.
Well, they released the service industry, like for the hair salons and the barbers, and they're having to practically do that. They're having to have a gown for each client and you know, clean stuff for each individual client. She does 10 to 12, my tenant is a hairdresser, and she does 10 to 12 people in a day. She has to buy a different gown for each person and take it off and put a new gown on, according to the service industry reports from our governor. So that's what I was trying to avoid by sending our protocols over there, because I don't want to have to groom in a gown and a mask.
Yeah, I don't want to have to do freaking gowns, but I wear an apron and I wash it frequently.
Yeah, I spray it down with alcohol because it's a good, you know, shiny apron, and so I just spray it with alcohol every time between the dogs, make sure it's clean when I go to get the next dog in that way, and then I wash it with my wash.
I see, now this is where I don't get as worried, you know, like, I'll wash my hands a whole lot, but I'm not worried about contracting or transmitting virus from my grooming to dogs or from dogs to my to me. I'm well, just, what I've, just yeah, what not.
I've heard, what I've heard is it can go from people to pets, but that there has been only a few incidences of that, including the tigers in the Bronx.
Well,
but
I think
that
you
it can't go the
to...
other direction. It doesn't go from pets to people that way, and that's why it was so surprising that we ended up with it, but probably because it was ingested, not eat. Well, who knows, though? We'll never know the answer to that.
Yeah, but I don't think...
Yes.
It's so rare.
Well, that's
so it's so rare. You know, like first of all, they're not tigers; they're dogs, and there hasn't been that much instances of dogs catching virus at the groomers. Maybe dogs catching virus from a highly virulent owner locked in a home.
Yes.
But that's a highly virulent, sick person with a cat.
Right. No, I agree.
Maybe a Shih Tzu that doesn't have enough nose to... Yeah, I don't know. You know, like, yeah. I just... I'm not going to get obsessive compulsive about that. I'm going to be... very diligent about my mask wearing, my cleaning the doors and the surfaces and the kennel in which I ask people to put dogs. People are less wanting to do that this week. And
okay, well, maybe the reason I'm willing to spray my apron is because I don't really have to do a whole lot extra in my grooming environment because no one comes in there. I, like, take my personal space with me from house to house, and no one goes in there. You're not allowed in there. That's all my area. I've already given it my cooties. You know, I keep it clean. I spray it down. But spraying down my apron, that looks like I'm doing something additional. So maybe that's it. Maybe I'm doing it for myself.
Yeah, well, we're allowed to do that. Anything that keeps you in having peace of mind and comfort in your workspace, just go ahead and do it. If you got to do it, you got to do it.
Yeah.
Don't let me stop you.
All right.
But the other thing that I'm doing is that I'm hiking my prices.
Oh, really? Tell me about that.
Well, you know, I've been working been working between the lines, behind the scenes, behind the closed sign, occasionally.
There's only 7,000 people listening that, you know.
Listen,
I'll tell anybody, Barbara. Go ahead. Carry on.
Oh, but they're all friends, right?
It's true. Oh, my God.
Listen.
Yeah, Barbara needs to keep the money going a little bit more than I do. So
yeah, I'm in a little bit more of a desperation situation here in my old age. And there's a bankruptcy is not an option. We've been doing a little bit undercover, and I've been working alone, and I've come to gain a deeper appreciation of how fucking hard it is.
Well, thank you.
And so I've my happy price has just gone up. You know, like, what's going to make me happy at the end of the day when I go home having an asthma attack? Well, having a little bit more money. Now, yesterday is a good example. Yesterday, we did, I think I told you a few weeks ago, I have a new client that's a Wire Fox Terrier, former grand champion. That's a champion of champions, you know.
Ah, yes.
So this is a really well-bred and well-behaved Wire Fox Terrier with an extremely thick coat to be hand-stripped. And came in to be, and she had told me that in the summer she likes him taken down really short. Well, the first time I did him kind of my early spring grooming, where I raked him out real good and took out about a third of the hair. And he looked very good, but in her mind it wasn't quite short enough. And she let me know that when she rebooked him. So we went for it. And I had Yvonne come in and do some of it for me, because I am having a bitch of a time with my hands. And in fact, we got to a point at the end of the first day where there still was a little bit of side coat. You know, the sides are harder to hand strip than are the top line and the back. Is really easy, especially if you can just like point the dog away from you and just go for it. But when you start doing the sides, it's a little bit trickier and it's a little bit more sensitive for the dogs. And we just didn't get to the point where we felt that it was complete. And I also had no hands left to do the finishing of the head. So I called and asked for the dog to come back in. And so the dog came back in for a second session, and I thought, well, normally I would charge $150 to do a dog in two sessions, but I want $175. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to ask for that. So, I mean, I just went for it, Susie. And? I just said, and she tipped me $25.
Interesting. See, I think that's a far better idea than grooming homeless dogs. just my observation. I feel better about you.
Oh, God, no.
Our hands are money makers. We rely on them. How long we last in this career is dependent on how well we care for our hands. Evolution shears were engineered to be the most ergonomic shears out there. They were designed by a team of groomers, sharpeners, and medical professionals with comfort in mind. They started with the observation that all hands were not created equal. In fact, they are all unique and have different needs. Evolution shears are fully customizable with adjustable sizing and your choice of fixed ring, single, or double swivels. I recommend the double swivels. They're my personal favorites. Evolution shears work with your thumb in its natural position, making scissoring in all directions a pleasure. They are made to prevent repetitive stress injuries that occur due to scissoring and keep you from grooming. Lastly, they use high-quality materials but are affordable. They come in curves, straights, thinners and chunkers, and in a variety of lengths and edges. A good thing for those of us with scissor addictions. There is a learning curve, but don't worry. The staff at Evolution will hold your hand through the whole process. Their customer service is tip-top. You can put your hands on a pair of Evolution shears and say hi to Abby, Ron, and our favorite salesperson, Chris Anthony, at many of the grooming shows. But if you're in a hurry, and you should be, go online to evolutionshears.com or call them at 877-560-3057 and buy yourself a pair or two. Be sure to ask for Chris, because she'll take great care of you. But wait, if you act now, okay, you don't have to act right now, but mention the Groom Pod when you place your order, or put Groom Pod in the coupon code on the Evolution website, and you will receive $10 off each pair of shears. How cool is that?
Listen, I have all of these things that occur to me while I'm grooming. I have another issue. I have another grooming industry issue that I want to raise, and I don't know how to raise it. But it means something to me. Can I speak to it?
I don't know. Are you going to cry? I hate it when you cry.
I'm not going to cry, but okay. I'm going to raise the question.
Please, yes.
Why is the grooming industry, as we know it, such a white bread industry?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. No,
you know what?
That one.
You know, before, you know, like while I was grooming, for years and years, I was a musician and I played percussion. I played Afro-Cuban percussion and I had, you know, a lot of diverse friends and I had diverse students. And we had Africans that would come in and give us African lessons and Cubans that would come in and give us Cuban lessons. And, you know, like there was just a real racial mixture that would show up in my life. And I loved that. I enjoyed that so much. And then I made a decision to put my priority with the pet grooming because I had to decide where to put my hands to work. When they started, kind of started giving me a little bit of trouble, and right. I started dropping drumsticks and stuff like that, I said, you know what? I think I've got to prioritize. My real money and my future is in the grooming industry. And I did that, and I miss the racial diversity. Now, I know that people of color are getting their dogs groomed. Now, are they getting their dogs groomed just at low-cost places? Are they getting their dogs groomed? Is there a whole groomers of color group that we don't even know about?
Maybe.
What is going on there? I want to invite some interaction about that. I want to invite because I really miss having a more diverse... Right now, I have about 2 Hispanic customers and no black people.
I have 0 Hispanic customers. 0. And
black?
I have 2 black customers. And they're married to white ladies. So they're mixed race families.
I have
exclusively black families.
I used to have Diego, the wire fox terrier, and they were a black couple, and the wife's name was Hope. I loved that, Hope. What a sweet name, you know? And she was a sweet person. The husband, not so much. But, but
okay. Well, we can discuss diversity and grooming. That's an interesting
topic. So I think diversity on grooming, I just want to put it on our plate. And open it for discussion, conversation, feelings.
Yes.
Well, I'm not so interested in your feelings, but information, facts.
So, Barbara, what's new over at show season? I got an inkling. A little bird told me there might be something coming down the pipeline. What is it?
Yeah, I'm excited because show season now has hemp conditioner. So we've already reviewed and appreciated the hemp shampoo that they have. It's a non-sulfate shampoo, seems to be very mindfully formulated. And in the past, what we would do if we wanted to have additional conditioning, more serious conditioning, we would use their hypo conditioner. But now they have a conditioner that's been formulated to match up with the hemp shampoo made by the same formulator. So that's exciting. I'm looking forward to trying that. I just got wind of it. So we'll try some out and get back to you on that.
I love this about show season. They're always looking for ways to better the products. They're looking for new things they can infuse in there. They're so willing to work with our ideas, and they're just great people over there, aren't they?
They really are, and they really do listen to groomers, and they're always upgrading and improving and adding to, and if there's a certain fragrance that you just got to have in a shampoo, you need to tell them about it.
Yeah, that's cool because they are also environmentally thoughtful, and they're trying to keep their local sources. And yeah, no, they're great people. And if you guys want to support a great company like Show Season that supports the Groom Pod, you can do so by going to their website, showseasongrooming.com. And if you haven't already, set up your wholesale account and do that on the phone. Their phone number is 678-382-0218, or email if you already have their setup. But really, they're at lots of local distributors. They're all over the place. I think that they're at Groomers Mart, but I know that they're at Cascade Grooming Supply. Okay, yeah, I want some information and facts from you right now.
Okay.
Good information and facts about how we can keep our hands functioning, because you've got that trigger finger thing. Tell us a little bit about trigger finger and how you're dealing with it.
I had such a bad problem, and I had another hand strip dog last week that I couldn't finish in one session, that I just had to stop because my thumb, I'm going to hold, let's see if I can get my hand in the camera. Hello, camera, here it is. Okay, so see, my thumb locks like this. It locks like that, and I can't get it open. And I have to stretch it open, and then I hold a comb or something, and it will lock like that again. And the comb just, you know, sometimes I can just take a comb and slip it in there, except that when it's locked like that, there's pain going all the way up to my elbow. And that other times, my fingers snap, and they can snap. These two can snap together, they can curl, they just snap either hand, and we have to straighten it. And Yvonne has a similar problem. Yesterday when we were doing the wire fox terrier, both our hands were snapping, and we would be plucking away, and then one person's hand would snap, and the other person would take that person's hand and massage it and unlock it and love it a little bit and give it back to its owner. And then we were taking care of each other and doing the dog at the same time. These two viejas, old ladies, viejas grooming. Those viejas grooming, two old ladies grooming. So it was funny but not funny. And it was very, very painful. And mine got so bad that I had to say, I can't do anymore.
Because can I interject for a second? Sorry. I accidentally blocked one of the people on the chat room, and I need to... I don't know how to unblock her. I'm so sorry, Leah.
What did you do? You bitch!
I know! I don't want her to think I don't like her.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Leah. I don't know if I can ever get you back on the chat. So, it's very weird. I touched the wrong button. All of a sudden, it blocked you. God, I'm embarrassed. Okay, so carry on with your trigger finger. I'm sorry.
It's clear to me that I have to start some kind of a daily or every day I work kind of protocol, some kind of treatment and whatever. So I looked it up again. There are two main exercises or things to do. That's interesting that there's two main ones. One is to massage, where's my hand in the camera? Massage the base of the thumb or the finger. And you know, I've got one of these little knotty things, knots here. I need to massage that.
Go the other direction. There you go. There's her hand.
I am. Hi.
Where's your knotty thing?
Right here.
Oh, yours is down there.
Yeah.
There's mine.
Got to massage that thing. So yeah, massage is important to kind of break up the fibrous crap, okay?
Okay.
Break it, you need to break it up, and you can do the pads, the bottom, at the bottoms of your fingers if they're snapping any place. And Of course, fighting the inflammation is important. So I'm going to start taking the 8-hour Tylenol. And I have these excellent gel hot cold wraps that are rectangular, 4 inches wide, 10 inches long, and they go
other way. See, we can get this down.
They go, hello, right along from,
okay.
You can either put them up into the pads of your fingers and they'll stretch down into your wrist, or you can put them right at your thumb and they'll stretch up till your elbow.
And, I got a question.
The thing about the gel is that it just kind of fits to the contours of your hand and arm, and it makes it real good. And then if your other hand is bothering you, you can just hold your own hand and get cooling on this, in the carpal tunnel area and on the thumb area from that thing. So I highly recommend those 10-inch long, 4-inch wide gel
They have them at packs. The dollar store, cooling packs. So,
yeah,
Barbara, is that a ganglion cyst that you have on your lawyer?
I think that is a ganglion cyst that I have on that. Do you remember that you're supposed to hit it with a Bible?
Yes, the Bible cyst, yeah. I have them.
Well,
I have them.
It doesn't help. It just hurts. Don't do that.
Depends on where it is. If it's on a bony protrusion, you can pop it. And then that helps, but it comes back. But yeah.
Mine comes and goes, but it's more coming than going lately, I'm telling you. And so I'm going to deal with the inflammation. And then the other exercise that they recommend is that you stretch your hand. Oops.
Right. All the way out.
See, all the way out. And you know, I find myself doing that when I start having a problem, I usually start shaking the snapping, but then if you stretch it out, it's going to help everything lined back up.
I was doing exercises for a little while that included some hand exercises. I haven't done them. Maybe I should get back to that.
I think I have to get back to doing that, because this is just, this is career breaking that I'm having right now. And I've already had the cortisone injections in my finger pads that were excruciating shots that didn't even give me a day of relief.
Not one day?
Not one day. No, Susie, it was such a waste. I didn't really like the hand doctor.
Oh, that's worse.
I thought he was kind of a little bit of stereotypical arrogant surgeon, young arrogant surgeon, you know,
yep.
Like.
Yeah. Well, what they did with my ganglions, Lori, is they took a huge ballpoint pen size needle and sucked the juice out of there. And they got most of it out of the one on my wrist, and it came back. And then they sucked it out again, and the second time it did not come back, and it has not come back, the one on my wrist. The one on my foot is still there. I've not had it swell up, so it's not bothering me. I just leave it alone. But, yeah, they're so annoying. For me, I've got basal joint arthritis. That's what you're seeing there, that huge, weird shape of my thumb. But I can still scissor, and it only hurts if I whack it really hard or try to use my thumb, you know.
I was wrapping my hand a la Susie with my, see, I've got vet wrap right at my table.
Right.
I keep it right on the, right where I can grab it. It's so helpful. Something I wouldn't groom without, that I groomed without for decades. But now I love having it right there.
Other uses for vet wrap. That's a good topic. Other uses for vet wrap. So wrap it around your tails and ears if you don't want to suck them in the clipper back.
Right. Or, you know, like I know the bearded collie. She likes to put her tail down between her rear legs, and then I'm scissoring her feet, and I said, oh, shit, I just scissored the tip of her tail. fortunately, I did a good job, and it looked fine.
The worst one was when I sucked in a massive chunk of my ponytail in the
of you your know, own ponytail.
Oh yeah, it just yeah, well, now that's finally that's has clipper evened out.
That's clipper bit vet stories, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I, there
so
are
what
few
else do you use vet wrap for? Do you ever use it on the cat feet?
Yeah, but I'm not doing cats anymore.
Absolutely.
But
That you saving the ears and the tail from me making a mistake has been the best help.
Yeah, having it for the ears and Yvonne has gotten with the program, but so she oftentimes when she's drying a dog, she will do the tail and then wrap it for me or for herself and for me, because they can just like cover up their whole backside with that tail, and you don't get a good result. So I love using the vet wrap. It's inexpensive. I buy a box of 12 of them, and you know, and I just use them all the time. And so wrapping your wrist and wrapping your thumb, that's helpful. It's not going to cure the situation, but it's going to help you endure. And endurance is the name of the game here.
I use vet wrap to wrap my basal joint arthritis hands. So I buy it by the case. Actually, I buy 3 cases at a time, and I get the 1-inch in lots of different colors so that I can entertain myself with it. But I have found that if you have a Band-Aid and you need that Band-Aid to stay on in the water, vet wrap.
Oh, yeah, and I vet wrap, I vet wrap pumice stone for hand stripping.
Yeah. Handles of stuff like my clipper vac hose is vet wrapped.
I vet wrap my big fat wooden handle poodle combs to make the handles more ergonomic. I
Huckleberry's perch is vet wrapped so that he can hang on better. Hey, I got one more thing to say because we're at 47 minutes, so that's pretty cool. We're never going to get to any of these other questions, so I hate to say it. We'll just save those for another day. One other thing I discovered is the Best Shot Sentiment bottles. You know, they come in the small ones, not the gallons. Those really nice pump bottles.
Yeah.
They are the absolute best dish soap dispensers ever made on the planet. I'm going to buy like several more of the small bottles just so that I can have them for the dish soap dispensing purposes. And those new bottles that I bought, the condiment bottles that you just squeeze out and you don't have to take the top on and off and all that stuff. My label maker, the labels do stick on those. For some reason, I've had the worst time with that. So now all of my shampoos are labeled with what's in them. I don't have to guess anymore.
You.
Yes.
Yeah. OSHA loves you for that.
It's the little things, you know? It is
the little things. I have actually been thinking how to approach Best Shop to, I would like to have the Sentiment 3 products for sale.
Oh, for sure.
I don't sell very many, but I have a feeling that I would sell more. That's a very attractive product, and it's really, and they're very good. And I just would like to be able to do that. I wish I had more capital, just more capital to play with and to do. And you know, like I just don't have that. But I'd like to do that and just kind of have a better display of retail stuff up here. People go through my retail area like it doesn't even exist.
I don't have a retail area, but I was very lucky that Michael from Cascade Grooming Supply, my good buddy, he has decided not to carry some shampoos, and he gave me a box of samples of shampoo he's not carrying anymore, and I've been passing it out to my clients, plus using it on my own hair. It's actually show season bliss. I love it. So he gave me these little bottles, and I've been giving a little show season 2-ounce bottle of bliss to my clients that I like a lot so that they can wash their own dogs during this little vacation we've all had.
Oh, I did want to say I did want to say one more mask thing.
Okay.
Paper masks are again available at reasonable prices. And I have paper masks in a little basket right at my front door. And they have been disappearing. Every now and then someone will put one on to come in, but sometimes they take one as they go. And I even had somebody's girlfriend who was out in the car, I made him put one on to do the toenails of his dog because we worked together on that. So then while I'm doing the toenails, the girlfriend comes in and she steals one from me. And I just waved at her so she knew that I saw her doing that. It was okay with me. I'm not stingy. I mean, the first box that I got probably cost me about $1 a mask, but they're a lot less than that now. They're becoming available, and it's just it's a nice thing to have. My post lady came in and she asked me, can I have one of these? I forgot my mask today. I was so glad to have one for her.
That's
you
nice.
Know, that wasn't that nice? So, yep. You know, like, and that just made me feel just okay that these masks are kind of going.
They're
shareable.
That's
fine. They're shareable. Yeah, take one. Use it. You know,
yeah,
that's
I like
cool.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
So you can get them on Amazon now. You can get them also, if you want to wait a while, you can get them from AliExpress.
Yeah, okay. Well, so obviously the reason that we're doing this live show is because I haven't released episode 253 yet, but it is coming. I will have it out in the next probably day and a half. It's just I got started on it late, and then it all broke loose in the pasture.
You're just such a picky editor, you know, like you're
there
such
is
a
that.
That you're such a perfectionist, you know.
I tried to let it go without going through it, and I just found that I couldn't. I can't do it. I can't listen to it. I pick it apart. Besides, I just like that it sounds so groomed. We're well groomed. That would have been another good podcast name, would have been Well Groomed. But then there's that movie, and that was, you know, they did that creative movie, so that wouldn't have been good. But anyway, all right. Well, I think that I should probably get out there and help my horseshoer shoe my horse. He doesn't
all
like
right.
to stand out there by himself.
Cool. Go give him some moral support.
Yes,
and we'll meet here again next week.
Yes, sounds
with,
good.
Hopefully some interesting topics. So
yeah,
let us know your burning questions. Always ask us your burning questions. And I want to give a shout out. I've sold about 3 bathing beauties in the last month. So helpful.
Yes.
So
yes.
Helpful, people. Darn it. I love to sell a bathing beauty. It's just like, excuse me, it's easy money. And I so deserve that. So, you know...
Excellent. Well,
I'm not
we want
gouging
you to have some
or anything.
Easy money.
Yeah, we want to have some easy money. I'm happy to support the bathing beauty, and I'm happy to support you. If you've never used a bathing beauty, boy, you need one. It just revolutionizes your bathing experience.
Absolutely.
And, you know.
So the mask came from Amazon or AliExpress, and Julie says to put a donation jar by your mask, and then people will probably chuck a buck in there.
Yeah,
I think it's just a goodwill service. I think it's very
yeah.
Nice.
I think it's there's a tip jar on the counter. You know,
yeah.
People. I have been getting larger tips during this time. Hazard pay. My, you know, like. My people are just, on the average, are just like upping their contribution. They're really,
I'm looking
forward really,
to that.
They people, my customers are so grateful that I'm here patiently grooming their babies.
Well, I'm going to reap the rewards. I'm hoping for lots of snacks and all kinds of good stuff being lavished on me when I finally show up at people's houses. It's going to be great. I want to get back to life. I want to go ride a roller coaster. I had to cancel my big trip to Ohio.
Oh.
I'm devastated. Yeah. But the good news is, well, it's good news for me. My annual passes actually have season pass to Six Flags and a season pass to Cedar Fair that are both good for a whole nother year. So, and I had a huge refund on my airplane tickets. So I've got a big bank full of credit for Alaska Airlines and free theme park tickets to anywhere I want to go. So things are looking up.
Get in that front seat when you ride that roller coaster so all your stuff goes back that way.
Oh, no. I'm a backseat, definitely. I'll take it all, and it'll build my immunity. I'll be fine. I was riding roller coasters in February, remember? I was out there rubbing elbows with people in February, breathing nasty, disgusting air from them, and I still made it this far. So, fingers crossed, I'll make it till next week, and we can do this all over again. Thanks for being here, everybody. We'll see you next week on the Groom Pod. Bye-bye now.
Who loves ya?
Only D-Bird. Oh, no, wait, I do too.
Well, stylists, it's time to sweep up the hair, clean out the tub, and turn out the lights on another episode of The Groom Pod. Remember to join the discussion group and be part of the show by liking us on Facebook at The Groom Pod. You can find Barbara online at groomblog.blogspot.com and at her shopping site, www.shop.bbird.biz. You can email me at Susie, S-U-S-Y, at thegroompod.com, or Barbara@thegroompod.com. Please tell all your friends about the show and leave comments and reviews anywhere that you can. And also, please support the sponsors of the show. They make it possible for us to continue on. So on behalf of Barbara Bird and myself, thanks for listening and see you real soon.